News Talk 1620, WTAW. Those of you who have been around for several years know about the ongoing construction of the new Brazos County Detention Center. Well, construction has been completed. It has been inspected by the state. It has passed the state inspection, and now it's time to move the inmates from the courthouse over to Sandy Point Road. But before that happens, it's going to be an open house that will be on Tuesday from 4 until 7. Over there on the Sandy Point Road, and have an opportunity to visit with Brazos County Sheriff Chris Kirk about the completion of the detention center and what that's going to mean to law enforcement locally.
We have been operating an overcrowded jail for quite some time, and to have this new facility about to open is really exciting for us. We will actually have an open house, which the public is invited to come by and celebrate with us and get a tour of the facility on next Tuesday at 4 o'clock, 4 to 7 p.m. And then on the following day, we're going to start moving some inmates into that new facility.
It is really kind of unbelievable now that the process is finished and you're going to get started moving inmates that seems so long ago that you all have been working so long to get this problem solved.
Actually, yes, it's a six-year process from the time that we decided it was time for us to expand our jail and start to study the processes and some of the jail designs to the day that we're going to open is a little over 6 years.
And sometimes over the course of 6 years, philosophies change or something changes that maybe if you knew now what you knew then, maybe it should be different. But from what I've heard so far, what you all came up with 6 years ago seems to really be holding well as a model.
It is actually. We are changing our philosophy on how to operate the jail system. We were going from what is considered an indirect supervision where guards patrol the hallways to direct supervision where we have 64-bed dormitory style cells, and one of our staff actually sits in that dormitory to directly supervise the inmates. And we found that to be a very good model for operating a jail, and have decided to implement it here.
I'm just reading your information about the grand opening and being able to move out of the courthouse where you could hold just 174, and you're moving to a campus with 685. You know, the difference right there, folks will be reminded how much it's been costing Brazos County to hold these people outside of the county.
Well, you know, to get to this point, we've had to suffer through an overcrowded situation for quite some time. And there was a time when we were housing inmates in other counties to the tune of $42 a day, as many as 90 inmates daily. So that was very expensive. With the addition of our low-risk facility, which we opened earlier this year, and then this facility, we'll have enough jail beds to serve Brazos County well into the future.
And is there, what kind of excess space do you have at the present time? And if you do have, are you able to bring, be able to import inmates and be able maybe to earn some money that you used to have to pay?
At this point in time, our plan is to occupy the jail with the space that we need to serve our inmates. This morning, we had 593 inmates in the jail system. We've also got about 50 that sit at home under ankle monitor arrest. So once we move toward having this new facility, we will, you know, start to fill it up. Rather than, you know, remain static like we've done for several years because of our overcrowded situation.